big Seinfeld fan? Are you, Scott? Judy, somewhat?
Yeah. I love Seinfeld.
When Elaine got drunk at that party or took too many painkillers or whatever, said, "The dingo ate your baby." I never knew where that came from. Apparently, in 1980, there was a couple in Australia camping in the outback, and their baby went missing. And the mother and the father contended, a dingo, a wild dog, came and must have carried the baby off in the middle of the night. Well, they didn't believe her. They charged her with murder.
Put the right music on, please.
I got to find it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I guess Timey Kangaroo Dan.
Yeah. See, my thought is there are never enough Australian references on this show. And you know how I feel. You can always throw in a Vegemite reference. You can always throw in a good version of Waltzing Matilda.
Right.
But nothing quite does it like the old famous Australian folk song, "Tie Me Kangaroo Down, Mate." I think you know what I'm talking about.
Didgeridoo, that sound? That whoop, 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 whoop.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered around and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down."
Titillated when I hear this.
Really? Yeah. This will like turn you on? This is like romantic music?
Well, that whole watch me wallaby feed thing. I'm not going
to
lie.
I used to use that in the discos in the early 80s. Want to watch me wallaby feed, mate? It worked in the gay club. That's all I got.
I'm telling you. I mean, of all the lines I've ever gotten, yeah, that was my favorite. You want to go back up to my apartment? We'll throw some shrimp on the baby, and you want to watch me wallaby feed?
Mate. All right. So apparently this lady was convicted of killing her baby.
No. You have to leave the music on under the story. Now, tell the story.
They were camping in the outback. Her baby went missing. She reported and said, "I think a dingo,
wallaby,
took the baby, a wild dog in Australia." And they said, "No, it can't be." They convicted her of murder. Turns out they overturned her conviction. And now tests have determined, a coroner said, a dingo did take the baby in 1980.
So Elaine Bennis was right.
A dingo ate your baby. And apparently this was a big story in the 80s. I had never heard it. And I was wondering what that reference was from. I thought it was from a kid's song or something. So finally, in 2012, the coroner says, yeah, the dingo ate your baby.
All together now. All right. Kangaroo down, mate. Tie me kangaroo down. Watch me wallaby feed, mate. Watch me wallaby feed. Before you went to the pickup line, "Is your mom still alive?" You used to use, "Do you want to watch my wallaby feed?" All right. I have a question.
That had to be said. The dingo ate your baby.